from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was Friday the 26th. It was around lunchtime. I stopped at our local Burger King to get my daughter a kid's meal and myself a meal. And we got our meals. I was on my way home. I handed her the bag. And about a couple minutes later, I heard from my back seat, Mommy, I didn't want ketchup. So I grabbed her bag, thinking that they just messed up our order. And when I went to go grab her hamburger, I noticed red, wet liquid all over her bag, all over her food. Instantly, I told my daughter to spit out whatever she had in her mouth. She did consume 3 french fries and a bite of her cheeseburger. And then I pulled over. I called Burger King. I spoke to the manager, Dan. He did inform me that somebody did cut their hand right before preparing and bagging our food. And if I came back, he would refund me my money. I told him, no, thank you. After that call, I called our health department, and then I called my daughter's pediatrician.
And what have you heard from Burger King corporate regarding this matter?
So Burger King called me late Saturday. They said that they were waiting for reports from the manager and the worker that cut himself. She did say that their reports line up with what I expected. She apologized for this ever happening because it shouldn't have. She did inform me that they were doing a deep cleaning of this location and basically kind of just asked me, you know, how everyone's doing. I told her about my daughter's medical, what's going to need to be done in the future. And I received an email late last night saying that here's our lawyer information, have your lawyer contact our lawyers. I am seeking legal advice now, so that is definitely a process as well.
How's your daughter handling all this?
My daughter and I both are so emotionally distraught right now. My daughter all weekend has not ate. She thinks everything that I give her has blood in it. So her pediatrician is seeing her first thing tomorrow morning because of this. My anxiety has just, my stomach has been in knots. It's just so distraught to think that somebody so careless did this.
What are your biggest concerns right now regarding your daughter's health as a result of this experience?
Oh, I think that's a no-brainer. I think, obviously, getting her test results back, because nowadays you don't know what people have. So we are praying that everything comes back fine. She will have to get her blood work done every month up to a year to ensure that she is fine. But the mental state of it, too, her and I both, mentally, emotionally, is this going to affect her eating from now on? She's already a picky eater. She's only 4 years old. Is she not going to want to eat at certain places now? Is she going to make you, you know, cook her food in front of her? This is all that I worry about.
How are you able to tell her, explain to her what happened, and how do you try to explain what happened to her and try to make her feel better? That's got to be the most difficult thing for you right now.
It is the most difficult part. As a parent, you want to protect your child at all costs. With my daughter only being 4, I am not trying to go too in-depth of what happened to her. when I talk about this, I make sure that she is not around me. When I do interviews, I do not bring her along with me. But it's kind of just, you know, this terrible thing happened, and I do ensure her that, you know, we are doing what we can for her. But like I said, she's only four, so I'm not really sure how you go about explaining that to a four-year-old. That's why I think we need to see a therapist or a psychiatrist and help me and her through this, because how do you know? You don't know.
Where do you go from here at this point as far as taking care of your daughter, the rest of the family, having this matter resolved with Burger King?
So far as my family, my daughter is my number one priority. Obviously going to the doctor first thing tomorrow morning, seeing what they recommend, and definitely following their advice, doing what we are told, to ensure that my daughter is getting checked, that me as a parent, I'm doing everything I can for her, but also getting mental and emotional help for myself as well, because I have to be the best I can be for my daughter. Burger King, I am seeking legal counsel. So I guess it's just kind of finding a lawyer and seeing what they say about this whole situation. If you were at this location around lunchtime on Friday, July 26th, and, you know, if you somehow do have your wrappers or you think you might be affected by this, it would be probably a smart thing to call your doctor and get blood work done as well. Because like I said, I was going through the drive-thru. There was people in front of me and people behind me that day. But I really just want the public to know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.